And now it's time to get into some deep tracks.
Greetings. My name is Mark Mothersbaugh. I was one of the co-founders of a band from a long time ago called Devo. And the album I would like to recommend to you is For Your Pleasure by a band called Roxy Music. At the time that this album came out, I'd been playing synthesizer for 2 or 3 years. I was really kind of sensitive to people that were in pop music playing synthesizers, making silly sounding electronic sounds. I was like thinking, no, we have to like fulfill the destiny of the futurists and make sounds using electronic instruments that reflect our times. I needed V2 rockets and mortar blasts and machine guns and the sound of nausea and the sound of headache commercials and trash American culture. I was feeling like keyboards were restrictive. When you played a keyboard, it quantized your sound so that you played these notes that were resembling piano notes, but you tended to play cliches because your hand would be used to playing favorite patterns and stuff. And it wasn't until I was listening to this album called For Your Pleasure, there was this one song in particular called Editions of You. And it wasn't even a great song. It's kind of like a throwaway song in a way. But the important thing about it was when it got to the synthesizer solo in the middle, there were these sounds coming out. And it made the hair on my arm stand up, because the first thing I thought of when I heard it, I said, he's not using a keyboard. He's playing a solo on an electronic instrument that didn't have a keyboard, like a piano keyboard. And the instrument was called an EMS synthy. It was kind of the coolest looking synth because it was like a suitcase. So it looked like a James Bond synthesizer. And you folded it open and it had all these little push pins that you put in to create the sound and make electronic connections. But what he was using as a controller was a joystick. It had a joystick, so it was totally liquid and totally flexible. So when he did his solo, instead of going like a Keith Emerson thing that sounded like a Calliope organ or something, this guy's synth sound was like rubber and plastic mixed together. He went, wow, 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 wow. And I just remember hearing that, and it just shocked me. And I was like, whoever this guy is, he's the most incredible keyboard player out there right now, because he's taken the most avant-garde concepts about sound and integrated them into pop music. And it turned out to be a young Brian Eno.
Devo co-founder Mark Mothersbaugh with his deep track, Roxy Music's album For Your Pleasure. Brian Eno, by the way, went on to produce Devo's debut album. You'll find more deep tracks on our website at ttbook.org.